Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spurg, especially if you're a golf fan or aficionado, the 125th U.S. Open with practice rounds underway starting today, as Paul indicated in the news. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And let's dial back to Friday, Paul. First, the heavy, heavy rains and thunderstorms and the flooding that ensued in some parts covered cars and some of those areas and low-lying areas that hadn't been hit in a long time.
And I wanted to ask, and I forgot to do that earlier, Aaron, what was your situation out in Murrysville like? I know there was a lot of flooding out that way.
There was. So specifically Murrysville into Export, which is, in my opinion, directly connected to Jeanette. My sister-in-law, I was out of town in Columbus, and she texted me. She was closer to my house and said, hey, can we run inside? I can't even get to my house. So as because Jeanette is kind of at the bottom of the hill from Export in Murrysville, if that makes sense, but she had pretty bad flooding. The way our house is set up, the flooding was okay. We didn't flood at all, but our driveway, the rain was so heavy at one point. We have like a bunch of little rocks in our driveway that it created like a
stream.
Yes, because the rain was so heavy. So there was definitely a lot of flooding over that way, Paul.
It absolutely poured.
Now, the heaviest of the rain was in what, east and south of the city, right?
Yes. And then after that, I was shocked they got the Pirates game in Friday night because I was on the North Shore at an event, this roll call for America's Greatest Generation. That was 3-6 at Stage AE. Then you had St. Jude's Gala at Acrisure, you had the Pirates, Phillies, and I just figured it was raining so hard, but they ended up getting the Pirates game in.
And, you know, that's been the pattern so far this year.
I don't think they've had a rain out,
you know,
all season.
They've gotten the games in.
You talk about dancing through the raindrops.
Yes, it's so strange that they've been able to get through them.
And then Saturday, we had heaviest rain was in the morning, and there was a long stretch of dry weather, and then on Sunday, off and on, we had more rain and then a tornado warning late in the afternoon, which we're going to detail with the National Weather Service coming up right after your news at 6:30, Paul. And kind of the on top of here, and Aaron Rodgers signs with the Steelers, which was big sports news. And then, of course, the U.S. Open stuff. Then you have this sleeper story, I think, about Westinghouse.
This is really good stuff, Larry. President Trump signed executive orders back in May on the 23rd, and they directed the government to cut down on regulations and fast-track licenses for reactors and power plants. And so now Westinghouse is in talks with U.S. officials about deploying 10 large reactors in response to the executive orders.
This is so important for our local economy, especially where they built that campus in Cranberry. You know this very well, Paul. You see it every day.
Now, the Financial Times is who broke this story on Sunday, and Dan Sumner, the interim CEO at Westinghouse, told the Financial Times that his company was uniquely positioned to deliver on the president's agenda because it has an approved reactor design, a viable supply chain, and recent experience of building two of its AP1000 reactors in Georgia.
And what's significant about that is it also feeds into the concerns about having enough power on our grid system across the country. And we keep hearing they need more power for this AI technology as well. This would provide a solution.
And it's not coming from just one source. We're going to need to put it into a giant pot from, say, natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, etc.
But it is a key component economically, because if this goes through, Cranberry and Westinghouse could be booming again in the nuclear energy business.
Where they're at with this right now, I don't understand the jargon here, but this is what he said. There's active engagement with the administration, meaning Westinghouse talking with the Trump administration, including key points of interface with the Loan Programs Office, recognizing the importance of financing to the deployment of the model. Interesting.
Very much so.
There's not a lot here. The article I'm looking at is in the New York Post. They're quoting the Times, but I mean, that could be, what a boost for Westinghouse.
Well, consider, in talking to Rich Fitzgerald just over the last month about the 10-county region in the city of Pittsburgh, the Homer City plant that's going to be built, the using natural gas to energize a whole industry. And then you have stories of these other developments, including the U.S. Steel Nippon partnership, $2.2 billion investment in the Mon Valley.
So one piece of good news after another. And the big question would come up now. I know it's way too early to get an answer to it, but where would these 10 plants go, these big reactors?
And then, of course, the other big question is, where's Aaron Rodgers at now? Now that he's here, where's he at? And where are you parking for the U.S. Open? Would you say Heartwood Acres or Monroeville Mall?
That's the drill. And then you take the shuttle bus in and out. They got them running all the time.
And if you try to park in Oakmont, some kind of cheat code you're using, and you're not a resident,
they're going to bust you.
They're going to tase your keister. And anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we welcome the great Bob Pompeiani. And Bob's not normally up this early, but today was supposed to be a big day, the 34th annual Bob Pompeiani Golf Tournament. Bob, good morning.
Hey, Larry, how are you today? And yes, you're right, I'm not normally up, but I get up for good things, and I thought this was going to be a good thing today. But unfortunately, we got the news from the club at Chartiers that the saturation of water on the golf course makes this event unplayable today, so now we're in the process of calling everyone and making sure people know.
Oh, man, that's why I invited you on, because anyone associated with it, disappointing, but understandably based on the heavy, heavy rains. And I know that Chartier's beautiful golf course, and so unable to play today. I'm curious, you know, practice rounds begin at Oakmont today, as you know, Bob, so there's going to be, I'm sure they're watching that very carefully, too.
Yeah, they are, and I think there's a different situation, Larry. In our event, or any kind of event like this, you know, people use golf carts. And it's not so much the course can't be played if you walk it, but they will not let golf carts out just because of, again, the chance for potential injury, I suppose, and also what it would do to the golf course. Up at Oakmont, I'm sure those guys will play because you're not going to take carts out there, so you can walk through it. It's wet. But, you know, we have a lot of people who rely on golf carts. And so I guess they determined it was just not suitable for that. So, you know, the superintendent over there and all the people do a great job. Bob Davis, his staff, and everybody. So, you know, I respect all that. I'm just sad because we raise money every year for Partners for Quality. And it's a good organization that does really good work with developmentally challenged people. And so, you know, every dime helps, and this was probably their biggest fundraiser of the year. So unfortunately, we got to figure out a plan B, and sometimes that's not easy to do.
Yeah, Bob, I was just going to ask, what is plan B here?
I don't know yet.
have you ever been rained out in the 33 years you've been doing this?
Just one time, right? And there was a there's another makeup date available. This time, you know, these golf courses and these events are always so popular, it's hard to find a date that actually works. So that's what we're trying to do. But I mean, at this point, there's not much I can do. I'm just trying to let people know. And that's why I appreciate you allowing me to come on and tell people that for those who may be traveling around and I haven't gotten to them yet.
Well, I'm disappointed, but understandably so with conditions. But Partners for Quality is a tremendous organization. They couldn't have a better spokesperson than you, Bob. And I don't know many golf tournaments that have gone 34 years. So, partner, I appreciate you jumping on to let us know.
Thanks, Larry. And I certainly appreciate the fact that you were going to be out there today. And so was a lot of people, so were a lot of people from the fan. And it was going to be fun. And I thought because it's not raining, because, you know, it cleared up and we weren't expecting anything until later today, that we could at least try to sneak it in. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen. So in the meantime, you got to just, it's U.S. Open week, baby. Let's go. We got a lot to talk about there.
Yeah. Well, while we got you for the next minute or two, was Aaron Rodgers playing in your tournament today?
He was going to serve hot dogs. He was going to be the grill meister.
Either that or the cocktail cart, right?
Well, Bob, I mean, it ended up being a big announcement at the end of the week, and with the weather and all the other issues, it got buried after waiting so long to make it official that the Steelers quarterback number 8 will be Aaron Rodgers. So I guess you guys are going to be busy with that because mandatory camp is tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, it comes on a week where the U.S. Open's going on, so that's kind of a tough thing with all the stuff I think we have planned. I'm sure other people have planned from a news point of view. But yeah, that's tomorrow. He's going to speak after the first mini camp session, and then for 2 more days after that, I'm sure it'll be highly covered. And then on Wednesday, Dan Muse is going to be introduced as the Penguin head coach. So all of this on the same week of the U.S. Open.
Which is something
we thought was going to happen.
So the first time that Aaron meets the media will be tomorrow after practice.
After practice, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll have that. In fact, Rich will be covering that. I'll be up at Oakmont, and we have Cassidy's going to be covering the Wednesday news conference with Dan Muse, and all these things all in the same week. It's crazy.
No shortage. Well, again, disappointing that the 34th annual Bob Papiani Golf Classic at Chartiers had to be canceled today, but support Partners for Quality. They do tremendous work. And again, Bob, my hat tip to you, partner, for all the work you've done for them.
Hey, thanks, Larry. You know how this goes. You had a wonderful tournament for American Cancer Society for all the 20 years plus, whatever you were doing. It's not easy because you got to, try to accommodate so many people and so many things that we have in terms of auction prizes or whatever, but we'll figure out a good plan B. But I want to thank people in advance for supporting us, and I'll see you soon here, my friend.
All right, my man, you got a busy week. Thanks for taking time, Bob.
Sure. Larry, Paul, have a great day.
You got it. The great Bob Papiani.
Man, what a week we've got coming up.
Did you see Bob got one of those? I guess there's some type of liquor, official U.S. Open liquor. I forget.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Forget. Bob posted he got one. It was, you know, in his name in this beautiful case. Oh, what the heck was it? We'll figure it out.
This must be something you can't drink.
Yeah, you keep.
You have to leave it.
Right. But anyway, speaking of the weather, we're going to check in with the National Weather Service live right after Paul's update here at the bottom of this half hour in the next few minutes. In the meantime, K Morning Show, and weather seems to be top of mind for a lot of people after we started the weekend on Friday with drenching rain, some flooding issues. Some of those are pretty substantial. Then we went through more rain Saturday, especially in the morning, then yesterday off and on, and a tornado warning. Let's check in with meteorologist Jason Frazier of the National Weather Service. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. So I know it depends where you were Friday, but let's dial back then. How much rain, or what was the most rain that any one area got?
I believe the highest rainfall amount we saw was about just under 4 inches, I think 3.96 inches in the western portion of Westmoreland County. So there are definitely some areas that absolutely got drenched. We saw flooding, and unfortunately some businesses and some evacuations occurred because of that. But fortunately it didn't last too long. But that was a concern definitely going into the showers and thunderstorms that we saw yesterday.
Yeah, the flash flood warnings that took place on Friday. Then, as I mentioned, we had more rain. And yesterday, do we have confirmation of the tornado that was a warning issued by your office?
Yeah, so at this time, we have not heard of any sort of damage or any sight of a tornado. We'll be working with emergency managers to kind of further investigate that. It was a situation where a couple storms kind of collided that may have created a quick spin-up tornado. There's potential, but at this time, there is no confirmed tornado, and that's a good thing. We'd rather have no confirmed tornado, no damage, and just let these warnings be just kind of a reminder that, hey, there's always that potential when we see these storms interact in the right ways, and it's going to be something we're going to be looking out for here this afternoon and evening.
Yeah, I'm looking at the radar, and Jason, I'm seeing that the line of thunderstorms is really at the western part of Ohio right now. The bulk of the heaviest stuff is just north and west of Dayton and moving northeast. So we're going to get hit by this at some point, right?
Yeah, we're going to see further development of that line. It'll kind of maybe impact more portions of northwest PA first, and we'll see a gradual progression towards the southeast. So in the Allegheny County area, we're looking at it arriving somewhere in the 4 to 7 p.m. time frame. You know, people need to be prepared a little bit before or after just in case they go faster or slower. And if we get the right conditions, the environment is favorable for these storms to be potentially severe with damaging wind the most likely impact, but we can't rule out things like tornadoes, hail, or flash flooding. But the fortunate thing is we think these storms are going to move quick enough that they won't sit in any one location too long to lead to those flash flooding issues.
All right, that said, I don't have to tell you what a big week this is with the 125th U.S. Open at Oakmont. Kind of walk us through the week. I see midweek it's summer-like and dry for a good portion of it.
Yeah, so that's kind of been the thing we've been looking at our office is that, hey, once we get the stuff through here tonight, we actually get high pressure building the region. High pressure usually means clear skies and dry weather, so it won't be dry and more seasonable for Wednesday and much of the day Thursday, but then we might get back into an active pattern as we get to Friday afternoon into the weekend. Though there's a lot of variability in that because it's kind of the summertime convection, and what happens the previous day might dictate what happens the next day. But for those who are maybe going outside for some of those events here this weekend, just continue to monitor the latest forecast and be aware that there is potential that we'll be dealing with periods of showers and thunderstorms Friday evening through Sunday.
But Wednesday, Thursday, Friday look dry, so we'll start there and see what develops. Appreciate the update. Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
All right, from the National Weather Service, meteorologist Jason Frazier. Aaron, seems like a tongue twister. Jason Frazier.
It rolls off or it gets you, one or the other.
Yeah, so this weather, just talking to Bob Pompiani 20 minutes ago, had to cancel his golf tournament today at Chartiers Country Club, 34th annual, because of the saturation of those rains. And you heard Jason say around 4 inches of rain fell in a single day.
It's unbelievable. And it was sad hearing how, you know, he was clearly upset, but rain can really throw a wrench in things. And snow, like, how interesting, snow can, but not always. You know, you just push it to the side, keep it going, but rain, you're kind of out of commission sometimes.
Yeah, and the challenging part is there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
When you've put all the work and effort into putting a tournament, in Bob's case, like that together, and then just, boom, you're done. It's disappointing.
Right, especially when it's for a great cause.
So, that said, no Bob Pompiani tournament today, but they are having practice rounds, and it starts today at Oakmont, and apparently it's sold out officially, but gone through the process talking to Paul about where to go. If you want to get a ride, you got to go through this shuttle system that they've developed. And Paul mentioned,
speaking of the shuttles, I was just catching a look on television a few minutes ago when we were talking earlier about more than 100 shuttles going back and forth from these two parking areas. I assumed that what we're talking about is the kind of shuttle you ride at the airport. Wrong. These are full-size tour buses.
Right. With air conditioning.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's free. If you have a ticket to the tournament, there's no additional cost for the shuttles. It's just, you know, they've done this before. And top of the hour, we're going to talk to legendary golf professional Bob Ford, who for decades was the pro at Oakmont, and he's put on several Opens. So he'll walk us through the drill. And there are some great sidebar stories to actually who's participating.
Practice round starting today, and I wish that they could play that fundraiser for Bob today. And I really hope that they have success rescheduling for this year.
Well, I'm going to offer my course, North Park, see if...
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, in the wake of violent and destructive immigration riots in L.A., President Trump is defending his decision to deploy 2,000 California National Guard troops.
And if we see danger to our country and to our citizens, we'll be very, very strong in terms of law and order. It's about law and order.
So this seems to be a battleground, and we'll see if it is quelled or spreads to other places.
Well, perhaps Monday and the regular work week coming around will help a little bit. Aaron Rodgers meets the media tomorrow, and he'll be the Steelers' new starting quarterback.
They saw Rodgers beat them 15 years ago. They're banking he can lead them now.
It has been long awaited and anticipated. Now, really, the Aaron Rodgers watch begins anew with everything he does while he's in
Pittsburgh. I guess the hype is going to reach a new level, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we've been talking about the practice round starting today at Oakmont, and getting to and from, or even avoiding, is probably a thing for people out that way.
And the satellite lots are Heartwood Acres and Monroeville Mall. I saw the lineup of those coach buses that they have to shuttle people back and forth. I'm curious.
If you think that's going to be a hassle, it's not. You can take a snack and enjoy yourself on the way there.
Where did they get all these buses? Do you see that? And by the way, we're going to talk to legendary golf professional Bob Ford, who was the head pro at Oakmont for many years.
Well, the USGA has practiced doing these things, and I guess they've got the drill down flat, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I mean, it's a challenge. And people who have, well, it's been 9 years since they've had the Open here, and this is the 10th out of the 125, and Oakmont has been played the most as a tournament site. So everybody seems to be poised to make a go at it.
Somewhere on my social media feed this morning, I saw someone at Oakmont dropping a ball into the rough.
Yeah, that was Pompeiani.
Oh, was that? That was Bob.
Yeah, that was Bob's post.
And the ball disappeared. You literally could not see it once you backed away from it. There was no seeing the ball. I also saw a clip of Scottie Scheffler warming up yesterday, taking a swing. And I, wow.
And he is the...
If I could only even remotely golf, even like 10% like that.
He's the number one golfer, right? And he's been highly successful. And
yeah, well, we'll see what this course does to that, right?
It's kind of fun because you get to watch these pros struggle, and then they feel almost normal.
Yeah, the Canadian was played yesterday, and it was won by almost 20 shots under par. This is nothing like that.
No. These guys...
A whole different kind of golf.
It is. You know what I think of in the NBA? I know the finals are tied at one. You have T.J. McConnell, Indiana. And I was thinking about this. The game has been, they score over 200 points a game, right? Most nights. And I'm thinking to myself, why don't they raise the hoop up 2 feet?
I've been saying this for years. Really, honestly, the court could be bigger, right? And the buckets could be higher.
Right, just
right.
Raise the hoop up.
Exactly. And what other sports need some work on expansion? Well, I think the NFL is one. A bigger field might be a better idea.
Because the athletes have become that good.
Exactly.
That fast.
With that much force and that much speed, it might reduce injuries.
And you also have the fact that in baseball, it has changed. They have a pitch clock now, and they're supposed to go because the umpires have been, at times, so egregious calling balls and strikes that have cost team games. But, you know, the traditionalists don't want to see this happen, but I think it's
talking about making it a reality next season, this ABS thing. But it's really not an automated system like you would think it is. You know, if a referee or the umpire misses a call badly, then the manager can challenge it. Then they'll go back and look at it. As answers go, I think it's, you know, it's a half measure. But what the heck? It's better than what we've got. I mean, it seems like every week I'm watching some manager somewhere getting thrown out for arguing balls and strikes when he's in the right.
Including our own.
Yeah.
Don Kelly, which, by the way, was fun to watch them sweep the Phillies. How about that?
Nice.
With Paul Skeens on the mound yesterday. So a lot going on this week, a lot at stake. And, by the way, later we have our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn. He's going to join us right after the news at 9.
I suppose he's going to spend most of his week out in Oakmont, right?
Well, he's got Oakmont. He's got the mandatory. You got Aaron Rodgers going to camp. You've got the new Penguins coach being welcomed on Wednesday. Other than that, there's nothing going on in sports.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.